الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب صدق الله العظيم Most respected students of Deen, mothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala has, out of His grace and mercy, enabled us, those of us who are acquiring the knowledge of Deen, Allah Ta'ala has enabled us to be in this very, very great path. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ The best among you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it. Now this is a very authentic Hadith Sharif in Sahih Bukhari and other books of Hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stating very clearly, the best among you. Nobody else can compare to them. The best among you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it. Now those who are still studying, so you may not be learning the Quran Sharif teaching the Quran Sharif in a formal manner, but from now you too can be gaining this great virtue by teaching somebody something that you already learned. So you may have learned how to recite the Quran Sharif with Tajweed, for example. Maybe somebody at home didn't have that opportunity. So now whatever you've learned, daily for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, if not daily, 2-3 times a week at least, you are helping somebody, your sister, your mother, somebody. You're helping them to improve their recitation of the Quran Sharif. In taking this time and effort to help them, this too is teaching. So you've learned the Quran Sharif, you're still learning, you're still trying to improve yourself, you're still trying to get more fluent in your recitation, etc. But you have simultaneously started teaching something in terms of the recitation of Quran Sharif. So now you need to have this deep down in your heart that regardless of what the whole world may say, but the reality is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated. And what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated is that the best among you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it. So you have, with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, started doing that which is best. Now there's two parts to this. One is that this is the best thing that a person can ever do. The best thing is to learn the Quran Sharif and then to be teaching it. There's a separate issue, is that who will be best in reality? So that is to the extent of the acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala accepts somebody, then they are among the best. So now the separate matter is that this effort of learning the Quran Sharif and teaching it must be with utmost ikhlas, completely for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, with no other aspect involved at all, no aspect of name and fame, that now I will be sitting in the jalsa and I will recite and everybody will be listening to me and they'll be so thrilled and so impressed. Oh, at home, others don't know how to recite with tajweed. I will then be the person that will be the center of attraction because I will be reciting far better than them. Or whatever other motive they can be in terms of dunya, in terms of any worldly motive, everything else out. The whole purpose of learning the Quran Sharif and teaching the Quran Sharif is only and only and solely to earn Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and to become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. That is the only motive, that this must become a means of getting the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the knower of the heart, so we have to keep checking our heart and make sure that it is sincere, it has no ulterior motive, it doesn't matter who may also surpass us in this, somebody else might do it even better, but we must do it right as well. So somebody is better, we make dua for them, alhamdulillah, no problem. There must never ever be an issue in our heart when we see somebody progress in deen. There must never ever be any negative matter in that. There always should be the well-wishing, let alone deen. A mu'min is a well-wisher of every mu'min, even in their dunya. So what can be said about their deen? If a mu'min is wishing well for every mu'min, even in their dunya, that this person, mashallah, Allah has blessed her with this particular ni'mat, that favor, that bounty, or whatever. So we're making dua for them. Allah Ta'ala increase that bounty. Allah Ta'ala increase that ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala has given this person this expertise. She can do this very well. She can, maybe somebody can cook excellently. Somebody can do some other things very well. I can't seem to match them in that regard, but mashallah, Allah Ta'ala's favor on them. Alhamdulillah. Allah increase that. Allah Ta'ala grant even more ability and expertise, making dua for them. That's a mu'min's heart. That is the mu'min's heart, that the mu'min is always wishing good for everyone else. So now when this will be the way in which a mu'min will always be a well-wisher for others, even in their dunya, then what can be said about their deen? Because deen is the most important thing. And we will be wishing the best in deen for every person. That this person must tremendously progress in her deen. She must excel. Because after all, if she excels in her deen, it's not just we're talking about deen. We're not just talking about some external matter. For example, just the external recitation of the Quran Sharif in an excellent way. No. That is a very good thing. That's an extremely wonderful thing. It's actually a requirement to recite the Quran Sharif in a melodious manner. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laysa minna man lam yataghanna bil Quran," that those who do not recite the Quran Sharif melodiously, then they are not among us. Now there's different interpretations to this, but one aspect nevertheless involved in this is that a person, to the best of one's own ability, obviously everybody's ability is not the same, but to the best ability that one has, we try to beautify the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So that is a very great thing and something that has been highly emphasized and encouraged, because the Quran Sharif is Allah Ta'ala's kalam, and Allah's kalam should not be read haphazardly, should not be read in a way that distorts the words, the letters. This is unfortunately a problem, a very big problem, that when we are reciting Quran Sharif on our own, even in the month of Ramadan for that matter. Now, what happens is, people have this aspect about that they have a target. I need to make so many khatams. Now, that so many khatams, at what cost? Now, there's two parts to this. We should be trying to recite the maximum Quran Sharif, not being content with just a little bit, but the maximum without compromising quality. Not that the maximum in a haphazard manner. Maximum without compromising quality. The quality must be there as well. So to the best of one's ability. Now, supposing if a person is going to be able to recite five paras now in the next 2 hours, for example, or 3 hours' time, depending each person's speed is whatever it is, going to recite five paras. But that five paras is going to be at a kind of a speed. If I recite with good quality, it might become four paras in the same amount of time. In that 2 hours or whatever, if I recite with good quality, without compromising the tajweed, without compromising the pronunciation of the letters, etc., then instead of five, I'll end up reciting four. Then you rather recite four paras with the quality, so that it gains acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Because it's not being done haphazardly, it's not being done slapdash, being done correctly and in a melodious manner. And this may become a means of greater reward than the five paras that were recited, but by compromising the tajweed and cutting corners here and there, that might in fact become a problem. So therefore, what is very important is that the quality must not be compromised. Rather, take that little bit extra time and do it properly, or recite a little bit lesser but with better quality. That's a very important part. So in any case, we diverted from the subject that we were talking about. So coming back to the original subject, that the person who has been blessed with this very great bounty of learning the Quran Sharif, and those of us who are still engaged in studying and learning, we are in the madrasa as students, but that does not mean we cannot be part of this best. We can also start teaching somebody a few lines a day, one person for 5 minutes, or some aspect of deen. All this is part of teaching the Quran Sharif, the explanation of the Quran Sharif, or the masail that have been extracted from the Quran Sharif. So inshallah, we are also included in this. So this is one very important message and lesson, that we should become part of those who keep teaching as well. But we'll teach what we know. We'll teach how much we have already learned. What we don't know, we don't take a chance with it. We will then refer that to somebody else. But what we have learned, then we will teach others also. So the very important thing is to be conscious about the niyat, that why we teaching somebody. It must be purely for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. No other motive. And the aspect that in between we were talking about, that the mu'min has a heart full of well-wishing, and especially in deen, will wish super well for others, will really want the goodness for them, really want them to excel and to move far ahead. Now that is the aspect that we need to now look into our hearts, check what are we doing, how are we doing it, where are we heading, are we learning for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure alone, or is there some other motives in between? And sometimes there isn't any other wrong motive, but we deprive ourselves of tremendous benefit. Why? Because we don't even have a positive motive. One is not having a negative motive, alhamdulillah. But then we deprive ourselves of great reward by not even having a positive motive. How can that be the case? For example, somebody is coming to madrasa, but why? I'm forced to come. I don't really want to be here. Parents are forcing me, so I have to come. I got no choice in the matter. I just have to go through the motions now. That is actually a big deprivation, a very big loss. It's like, imagine a person has been told, you can walk through this passage, this corridor, or whatever, this room, and there's all this diamonds, gold, rubies, and other jewels, and whatever else. Whatever you wish to take from here, you can take. So somebody now came past, and they said, you know what, I have been forced to come, I didn't want to come. So I'm just going to walk through, I'm not going to take anything. Somebody who does that will be regarded as a very foolish person. That you came past now, you didn't want to come also, but now you are already there. And now you didn't take any diamonds, you didn't take any gold, any silver, you just left everything and walked past. What a deprivation. So likewise, we are now in this very Mubarak environment of learning the Quran Sharif, teaching the Quran Sharif, learning deen. So even if somebody came without wanting to be there, it was not their choice, it was their parents' choice. They were feeling somewhat forced. The parents knew what is best for us, what is far, far better than all the other things. They knew And though we were not ready to accept it, but they know this is for our good. And therefore they sent us. Therefore they guided us in this direction. They didn't want us to get caught up in all the other fitna. And they wanted us to become good human beings and true ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, true mu'mineen. So any case, this is the well-wishing that a mu'min has for every other mu'min, that mashallah, this person is progressing in deen. Allah Ta'ala take her to greater strengths. Allah Ta'ala make her a means of greater benefit to others. She's teaching, she's doing other things, she's helping people out in good works. She's always encouraging people towards righteousness, a person with such a clean heart, and always helping out, always being a well-wisher for everybody. So now we will wish for them as well, that Allah increase this. Allah Ta'ala grant tremendous barakah. And together with that, we'll wish it for ourselves also, that Allah Ta'ala make this person also progress tremendously. Allah Ta'ala take me also forward. Grant me also the tawfiq. This is what we will wish for ourselves also. So in any case, this is the well-wishing of a mu'min, that always wishing well for others, and especially in matters of deen. So now, this being the best, we'll wish it for others also. They must also become the best. They must learn the Quran Sharif. They must teach it. And we also try. Whether we are the best or not, we'll know on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala make us among that. If our niyat was right, we were doing it for the right purpose, then subhanallah, there's nothing better than it. And Allah forbid, if we got caught up in the wrong intentions, then Allah forbid, there's nothing worse than it also. Because that becomes a means of azab. So this opportunity that Allah Ta'ala gave us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, we should always be conscious of it. In one hadith sharif, in Bukhari sharif, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has titled one chapter, بَابُ اِخْتِبَاطِ صَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ. Now, one meaning of this is that the person who has been blessed with the Quran Sharif is worthy of envy. Is worthy of envy, meaning somebody else must see them, they must envy them. Envy them in a positive way, meaning that I wish I also had this ability of reciting Quran Sharif, of teaching Quran Sharif, and practicing on the Quran Sharif. So this envy in this positive manner, that Allah give this person more tawfiq and greater barakat, I wish I also had it. Another explanation has been given of this is that the one who has been blessed with this greatest bounty of the Quran Sharif, the person should be conscious of this bounty, that this is such a great wealth. What I've been given is beyond comparison. It cannot be equated to anything in dunya. Everything is dust in front of this. Now this consciousness must be in the Sahibul Quran. The person of the Quran Sharif must know this and must be conscious about it. Never ever feel any kind of inferiority complex or think that I should have also been doing something which somebody else is doing, some cousins of mine are doing something else and somebody is doing something else, where I came over here to the madrasa. No, this is not the way to think. Now this is the last term, and then the next term is a new year. Many times shaitan comes to people in these kind of situations. Now, enough of this now. And you rather now try and get your parents, convince them you need to do something else, move in a different direction, come out of this whole environment, etc., etc. That's a very dangerous situation. Shaitan will look for these opportunities to distract one. We need to move forward in the direction Allah has given us this opportunity. So never ever regard this as a trivial thing, as a minor thing, as insignificant. This is a very great bounty of Allah Ta'ala, a very great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given. And feel that greatness in the heart. Feel the gratitude as well. Make the shukr. Express it. Speak to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have blessed me with such a great bounty. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, it's only your grace. It is only your... Ya Allah, my own situation, I'm so weak. and so far behind. If I'm left to myself, Allah forbid, where I'll finish off and where I'll fall. So to talk to Allah Ta'ala and express this gratitude, shukr, will bring greater tawfiq. La in shakartum la azidannakum. So this Allah Ta'ala is very, very great bounty, and we should be very grateful for this. Now this next year that will be coming in front of us, we plan from now. And only one plan we got. We want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. That's the plan. The plan is, we want to become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. The plan is, we want to do that which will bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. So now, that plan, by going into the secular schools, etc., out there, that's going to be very difficult. In fact, impossible. We want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, we have to be in an environment of deen. Environment where there is this consciousness of going forward in deen. So, if anybody else comes up with some other ideas, tries to now encourage us in some other direction, we have to be conscious of what we have been blessed. Now imagine somebody has a bar of gold, or a bar of gold, or a whole handful of precious diamonds. Each diamond is worth some, maybe 1 million. A whole handful of precious diamonds, or a bar of gold. And now somebody says, you know what, don't worry about this now. There's some stones here, and this metal here, this ordinary iron. So leave that gold, and take this metal, and leave all the diamonds and take the stones. Now who in the right mind would accept to do this? Nobody will do it. So why should I ever do such a thing? Allah has given me this gold and these diamonds. You want me to leave this behind and leave this aside and to take the stones and to take... If somebody didn't have gold, they didn't have any diamonds, and they took that stones, they'll make use of it. Fine, it's stone, it's halal. And that metal is halal. They'll make some use of it. No problem with that. But nobody leaves gold for that just ordinary metal. Nobody leaves the diamonds to take the stones. That is not a sensible thing to do. So now, Allah has blessed somebody with the tawfiq of learning deen. So now we need to appreciate this. This is beyond gold, and beyond rubies, and beyond diamonds, and beyond all the wealth of the world. So we should be conscious of this wealth. Recognize that this is such a great wealth. And then together with this consciousness and recognition, we must stay firm on it. And if somebody says something that is going to distract us from this path, don't fall into that. Don't get into debates with anybody. Don't argue with anyone. But remain steadfast. Remain firm. Remain true to that direction that Allah has afforded the opportunity to take. Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, it doesn't happen by one's own decision. Ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hai. These footsteps are not taken, they are made to be taken. It's not a person's own ability. I went to madrasa to learn deen. I did this. It's Allah Ta'ala's blessing. But if you don't appreciate it, it can get taken away also. So, this is the manner in which to proceed, that we keep our direction clear, we keep our focus right, we know that this is the best thing that Allah Ta'ala has afforded us to do. We don't let anybody come and distract us from this. In this way, inshallah, we'll keep progressing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah Ta'ala grant tremendous tawfiq. Grant us the ability to remain steadfast on the path of ilm, on the path of deen. Make us among the best. Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama. As mentioned already several times, that doesn't have to wait till the day we have finished our course, and now we in some formal teaching situation, we have been asked to come and teach in one madrasa somewhere, or we teach in our home, whatever. That will happen, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us that opportunity as well, that we can keep teaching the Quran Sharif in our homes, in our own time, but the Quran Sharif, the other things of deen we have learned, but that can start now as well. And as a very simple example we took, which is possible for everybody, that we teach someone at home 5 minutes a day, some little bit that we learned, correct one ayat for them. They may not have had the opportunity to learn that weed, for example, as mentioned, you had the opportunity. Allah Ta'ala blessed you with it. So use that opportunity now. Use that knowledge Allah has given and help somebody else. And what has that brought you to? This great aspect that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, the best among you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it. So right now, we can already become that. Doesn't have to wait for years. A person can be still in the early stages of learning, but we can also be doing this too. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with ikhlas, with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala make us among the best, inshallah, through the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka alshukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.